And Vav Tzadik Aleph, Amid Aleph, let us learn the Taisus we skipped yesterday. He says, the Gemara went on a Baraisa, on a boy minei Rove mei Rav Nachman. Zora kezayis trume lebayis tomi mahu. Rove klarda shayle, what is the din if a person threw in a kezayis trume lebayis tomi? It was a mace in the bayis, and he threw in a zayis trume. So the Gemara wanted to know what the shayla is. Lamai ila inyan Shabbos, ke grogres bina. Ila inyan tume, ke bayis oichlam bina. We need a ke bay of oichlam. Zot Taisvis. Ila inyan tume, ke bayis oichlam bina. Before we see Taisvis, let us see what Rashi said. Ila inyan tume, the mi boy loch im nitmo le tamei tumas oichlam, oila. You have a suffix, if it became Tomei Letamei Tumas Oichlem, it's Kebeye Bina. Then we need the size of a Beye. Dafka a Beye is Nitmo Letamei Tumas Oichlem. Let us see Taisvis. Ile Inyen Tume Kebeye Oichlem Beina. Mashme Deloy Mekabol Oichl Tume Bepoches Mekebeye. Taisvah says it would seem that an oichel is not mekabel to me poches mekebeye. Could be the raya of Taisvah is because the Gemara was talking about, the Gemara didn't know if it's a truma de kishayla, if it's a Shabbos de kishayla. So if it's a truma de kishayla, so was geit miron le tamei acherem? The ikar is, if the truma became tamei, what is the difference if the truma will be metame acherim or not? And so lechayre the shaila is negeya if it is mekabel tume, and that the Gemara says ila inyan tume kebeyes oichlam beinan. For the truma to be mekabel tume, it has to be a kebeya. So mashme the loy mekabel oichl tume bepoches mekebeya. Uma shehevi Rashi miteiras koyinim. This is a Rashi in Psochem, that Rashi brings from the Teres Koinim, the Oichel Mekabel Tume Bechol Shu, that an Oichel is Mekabel Tume Bechol Shu, the Sanya Mikol Ha Oichel She Metame Bechol Shu, so we learn out from Mikol Ha Oichel Melamed She Metame Bechol Shu, Kol is Marbe Eni Oichel, Yochel Yehei Metame Acherim, Talmud Loimer, Ashe Yeochel, Oichel Hanechel, Bebasachas, Avi Oimer, Zebeyes, Tarnegoyles. So Rashi brings a Teres Koinim that there is a difference between Kabbalah Tume and Bimetam Acherim. Kabbalah Stume, a Kolshu is Mekabal Tume. Letami Acherim, you need a Kebeye. And Taisha says, Mashme, but Asu Gevais Tois, that a fellow for Kabbalah Tume, you need a Kebeye. So Imar Rabbeinu Tam Das Machti. It's true it's a Teres Koinim, but it's only Midar Rabbonu. Doch Inami, we find other Teres Koinim that bring droshes, and you saw that it's only in Das Machti. Doch Inami, Meiser Yerek, Marbine Be Teres Koinim, Mivikol Meiser Horetz. Also Marbe from a Kol. That even Meiser Yerek is Chayev Meiser. But they have Yel Das Machti Balme. So Memela, so this Kol Oichel is also an Asmachta B'Yalmen. B'ho de Porich B'Pere Kol Sho. Now Taisus is going to ask a Kasha according to Rashi. And Taisus is going to say a Teretz. But let us first see the Kasha. L'man de Yomar Mashkin Mivle Bli. The Gemara clears a Shaila that the mashke in grapes, before you squeeze it out. So what is it? Is it considered mivlebli? Is it considered that it's part of the grape? In Kol's man, you didn't squeeze it out, it has a Teres grape on it. So in other words, if a tomei person will touch a grape, so automatically the mashkin will also become tomei, because the mashkin is part of the grape. And later you squeeze out the mashkin, you're squeezing out mashkin tomei. Or mashkin mifket pocket. Or there's a svara mashkin mifket pocket that it is not part of the grape. It is an entity bifnei atzmoi. So if a person touches the grape, the mashkin shebesoicher not mekabel tomei. So the Gemara asks Akasha as follows. Laman diyoma mashkin mivibli, if you hold mashkin mivibli. So then the mashkin are a chelik of the grape. Mahodis nan to me meis, shesochat zeisim ba'anovim kebeye mechuvenes. If you had zeisim ba'anovim, that were the exact size of a beye, tohirim. So the yayin that comes out is if you learn that the mashkin in the grape and in the zeisim is mivlabli, am I tohirim? Why are they toyer? He squeezed out, as soon as he touched the grapes in the zeisim, so they were mekabel to me. And since the mashkin is mivlabli, so they're part of the grapes and the zeisim, so they also mekabel to me. Am I tohirim? So the Gemara says it is speaking about by anovim shaloi hukshiru. So therefore, when he touched the grapes, he wasn't metama the grapes, because the anovim were not hukshiru lekabel tumim. So the Gemara says further, le'emis komis kashri, when will these anovim become hukshiru lekabel tumim? L'chisachitlu, when he'll start squeezing it out. So the minute he starts squeezing the grapes, so memele, so then it should become mukshel lekabel tumah. V'chisachitlu, when he squeezes it out, botzalei shiuri, so now it is less than a beye. So memele, he stuck out tomei meis, but kozman, he didn't squeeze anything out, so the grapes were not mekabel tumah from him. Because they weren't mukshel lekabel tumah. The minute it becomes mukshel lekabel tumah, so then it's less than a beye. So then it's not mekabel tumah. So that's very good according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that you need a kebeye to be mekabel tumah. So the Gemara is very good. Kozman wasn't mukshel, it's not mekabel tumah. The minute it becomes mukshel, it is less than a beye. But according to Rashi, the Filakolshu, who is mekabel tumah, so the Gemara is very shver. So Taki, it wasn't Murshe, but he starts squeezing it out, so now it becomes Murshe, and now it should be mekabel tumah from the Tomei Meis. So Taisis says, no, this Gemara is not shver on Rashi. Osi shapir gam leperish akuntres. Why? The afal gav the mekabel tumah becholshu, even though it is mekabel tume bekolshu, mikol mokoim, botzelei shiure milekabel hechsha. But since it is less than a beye, so it doesn't become mukshel lekabel tume. Lepeirish arav peirish, the meforish b'shem rashi beperik hovis, the ein oichel mekabel hechsha bepoches mikebeye. That an oichel is not mekabel hechsha bepoches mikebeye. Where do you get the shear? V'taime mishum de me'asher yei ochel nafkelon l'tame acheire v'kebeye. From just like you learn now from the asher yei ochel, that it has to have a shear oichel anechel bebas achas, which is a kebeye. So just like you learn now from shei yei ochel, you need a shear kebeye l'tame acheire. V'alho kosav asher yove yolov mayim. Kol oichel asher yei ochel asher yove yolov mayim. So you need a oichel asher yeyochel, a oichel that is a kebeye, asher yobi olov mayim. So memele, so from this gemore is not a kasha and rashi shita. V'chein v'peirik eilu oivrim, gabi botzeik shebesitkei areve. There the gemore is speaking about that a person wanted to patch up his areve, the kli lishe. So it had stokim in it. So he patched it up with dough. So memele, so it depends. If it is less than a kezayis, so we say it becomes bottle to the areve, and it doesn't have a chshivas of an oichel. If it's a kezayis, so then if it's Pesach time, so since he's mechuyev to be mevayret, so it has a chshivas of an oichel, doesn't become bottle to the areve. Less than a kezayis, it becomes bottle. The mefarish abaye, so the Gemara says it's negeya legabi hilchis tumah also. The Meforish Abaye, this Botzek Shebesitki Areva, not only is it Negeil Gabi Hilchas Pesach, if he Mechuyev to take out Botzek Sheyeshbe Kezayas or Levaroi, it's Negein Hilchas Tumo also. The Meforish Abaye, Kigoim, the Ike Poches Mikebeya Oichlam. You have less than a Beya of Oichlam. V'nogu Bahai Botzek Bepesach. In the Oichlam, touched this botzek, the isurai choishvoi, the isel chometz, the chiyev beer is machshevit, that it has, that is not part, is not considered part of the kedere, nor has a shame oichalan, it is a chiyev beer, is mitztarev. So this poches mekebeya oichlam with this botzek will be mitztarev to be mekabel tume. So that is if you learn according to Taisvis that poches mikebeye is not mikabel tume some meila. So the dion is does this kizayis have a shame oichel in order to be mitzaref to a poches mikebeye in order that the poches mikebeye should be mikabel tume. So that's why you have to speak about your mitzaref oichlam together with this kezayis. But according to Rashi, a kol shu is also mekabel tumah. So lechay we could have cleared this shame shaila about the kezayis gufa. If it is a kezayis, it has a shame oichel on it. So if a sheretz or touch, it'll be mekabel tumah. Why do you have to speak about tziruf that you are mitzaref oichlam poches mikebeya together with this kezayis? Whatever is given a raya. That a kezayis is not mekabel tumah. He wants to speak about a tumah deraisa. So that's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Aval gav the beloy tziruf poches mikebeya. Have a motzi lo ukmi de noga sheretz be kezayis shebesit ki areve. Be Pesach di surei choishvoi. By Pesach that the chiyav beer is machshevet. So it is not considered part of the areve mekabel tumah. So then there's no Yisuri Choshev. So then it'll depend as follows. If he's copied, he wants to take it out of the Arev. He doesn't want it to remain in the Arev. It's also Mekabel Tumah. Eloi copied. If he's not Makpid, he's masking it should remain there. Elo Reitze Bekiyum. Eloi, then it's not Mekabel Tumah. So Memele. So why did the Gemara have to speak about that he was mitzaref oichlam acherim poches mikabeya? Speak about the kezayis alone. So zaray lochayr that a kezayis is not mekabel tumah. So Taisu says it's also not a kasha and Rashi. El deleinyan kabolas tumah atzme leinav kilon minamidi. The Gemara didn't want to speak about the kezayis alone. It is mekabel tumah. It's not mekabel tumah. The balav ochi asurim mishum chometz. The kezayis is tamazo. You have to burn it. It's also al chometz. So memele. So it's not a big shaila. Is it tumah? Isn't tumah? Lamai nav kamina. Lochi nokid linya letami acherim. It's negei letami acherim. So memele. So that's why. Does it have a kebeya letami acherim? So according to Rashi, the shaila is. That is a mitzaref to a shir veyet, it's not v'koyach l'tamei acherim. So these two gemores, the first gemore in daf lamed gimel lamed beis, and the second gemore in daf memhei lamed aleph and psachim, these both gemores, even though l'chayre it is a shtikol raya to the rabbeinu tam, but Taisus answered these kashes. Rashi could also way through these gemores, it's nicht so gefällig. But umaisi rabbeinu tam raye the ein oichel mekabel tume poches mekebeye. That an oichel is takenat mekabel tume poches mekebeye. The sanye beperik elo oivrim ha mikve shel tume. Mikve Rashi says in Psochim is a type of a dice, a type of a cereal. So you have a cereal of tume. And you added spices. You added shum and shemen. You added knobel and you added oil to this cereal to spice it up. But so this was what was in the dish. There was mikveh shel trume. It was cereal that was made from tvua that was trume. Hashum v'hashemin shel chulin. And the shum and the shemin is chulin. V'naga tvul yoyim b'miktsasa. In a tvul yoyim, the klal is a tvul yoyim is a din of a sheni l'tume, and a tvul yoyim cannot be metama chulin. A tvul yoyim is only poisel as a trume. That means if he touches trume, becomes a shlishi. V'naga tvul yoyim b'miktsasa. The tvul yoyim touched, let's say, the shum, the shemen, is pasal as kulon. So he passels the whole mikveh. That means that even the anegias mikzas passels the whole mikveh. Let us see weiter. Shel chulin. What if it's the other mikveh shel chulin? Pasal as kulon. Everything becomes pasal. Mikveh shel chulin. What if the mikveh is chulin? Vishum vishemen shel tumi. Vinogat vul yoyim b'miktsason. Loi posel, so he didn't passel the mikveh is chulin. Loi posel elo mokei magoi. So it's only posel what he touched. He touched a piece of knobble, so that is posel. Va'avinem bo, so the Gemara asks over there, mokei magoi amai posel, bo loi havi kebeye. Why is this piece of knobble, Tommy? It's not a kebeye. No, so you have an offen a Gemara. That something that is less than a kebay is not mekabel tume. V'Rashi legoris ochi, but Rashi was moichik this girse. Rashi wasn't goiris this. El legoris, Rashi has a different kasha. The kasha is if the main content of the what's in the dish is the mikveh, and the mikveh is chulin. So why is the shum shel trume mekabel tume v'ha bottle berube? The shum should become bottle beroy. That's the Gemara's kash. So it's not trume. So the trume should become bottle to the chulin and should have a din chulin. And if it has a din chulin, so chulin is not mekabel tume from a tvul yoyim. Umeforeish, that's shot the Gemara's kasha, the hochipoch. Moke magoya my posel. That piece of knobble, of trume that he touched, why is it posel? Vaho bottle shum v'shemen agav mikveh. It becomes bottle to the mikveh. So just like the mikveh is chulun, so this became chulun. So if this becomes chulun, at full yom can't passel it. Where do you see the such a din bittul? We had the same problem in the Reisha. In the Reisha, he touched knobel shel chulin, and the whole dish, all the contents of the dish becomes posel. Now he touched chulin, so how does everything become posel? So kochach, he have to say, if the mikveh is trume, so the shum becomes bottle to the mikveh, and it also gets a din trume. So just like you say, lechumre, that the shum gets a din trume, and that's why it's posel as kuloi, so the seife, if the roiv is chulin, so the shum shel trume should get a din chulin, and it shouldn't become posel. Why don't you say a din bitl? Ve'einir elimche kasvor. So Taisa says, number one, very nice, but you have to be moichik the svarim. In the svarim it says, will I have a kebeye? Zet men doch klar that the Gemara's kasha is that it's not a kebeye. Number one. Number two, v'oid, neheid, it's a modne din bittel. Neheid, the botli bereshe. In the reshe we say that the shum shal chulen gets a shem trume lahachmer. So lechumra we say that the shum becomes nigrar to the roiv trume, and it gets also a din trume. Aber lahokel, I am reading the bottle. Where do you see such a din lahokel? Giving a raya from the reisha. For oi, the loy shayich lameim in the bottle, yashum vashem, kivin shehein ben. Bechlau vi pasta, I can say the Gemara's kasha is bittle. It's ben. Where do you see bittle on a ben? And how do you know it is be'en? Midiktoni. Maybe it's all mixed up. Maybe it's ground garlic powder. How do you know it's be'en? Midiktoni loy posi el posal elam bokim magdoi. So why is it not murid? There's a meyuchedike mokim that there's the shum and shemen over there. So maybe if it's be'en, so you can discern between the shuman and the mikveh, and the shemen, the shum and the mikveh, or the shemen and the mikveh. So vi pas pachlala din bittel. This is shemen shel trume, this is shum shel trume. You see it klar, and underneath it is mikveh shel chula. Boy, the sanya b'tasefta b'medvor mamurim b'zman shehigush b'kaore. It says klar that it is not mixed up. Mash mishahin ben, vein laharif. So al kaponim yene gemore vaista is klar that Rashi's girse is a shvere girse. So memelo we have an offene gemore. The gemore es sakasha. How could mokim magoi be posel? It does not have a beye. So we see klar that in order to be mekabel tume, you need a minimum shir of a beye. The Rashi chazar boy be krisus. Rashi yet charote in krisus. Gabi pore metame tumas oichlen. Pore metame tumas oichlen. So Rashi was chayza. What is the case of pore metame tumas oichlen? The Gemara klar zashayle. If a pore is metame tumas oichlem, a pore adume is metame tumas oichlem. Now a pore adume is metame acherim. A pore adume is metame odom, metame kelim. So Rashi asks a shaila. So what's the Gemara shaila of pore adume has a din tumas oichlem? It's metame tumas oichlem. There's a din of an ovatum. It's metame odom vekelim. So what is the shaila metame tumas oichlem? So Rashi says the nafkemina will be if, let's say, a person will have, let's say, a kizayis of poradume, and then they'll have another kizayis of botzek, let's say, and he attaches the botzek to the kizayis of bosa of poradume. So now you have a kebeya. Now you have a kebeya of oichel. Now a sheretz will touch the botzek. So if the botzek, if the pore is metametumas oichlem, that means a pore also has a teires oichel on itself. So now you have a kebeya of oichlem. So the botzek was mekabel tumah from the sheretz. If the pore is not metametumas oichlem, so you only have a kezayis of oichel. So an oichel is not mekabel tume, a kezayis of oichel is not mekabel tume from the sheretz. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. So if that's how Rashi learns the Gemara, so what? The botzik doesn't need the kezayis of the pore. The botzik alone is mekabel tume according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, an oichel is mekabel tumah b'kol shu. And Rashi learns pshat that the whole shail of the Gemara is if it's metame tumas oichlem, if it is metame tumas oichlem, so it becomes mitzurif to the botzik, you have a shir beya. Weist ois von Rashi that for kabbalas tumah you also need a shir beya. That is the raya that Taisus is bringing from Rashi. But Bemison, if you look into Rashi there, Rashi says that after the shail of the Gemara is if the botzik will be metame acherim. You need a kebeya to be metame acherim. Will the botzik be able to be metame acherim? So if it is called that the por is metame tumas oichlem, so you have a kebeya of oichlem, so it's shaykh to be metame acherim. If something will touch the botzik. So Bemison, from this Rashi alone, there's also no raya. Because Rashi says that afkemini be legabe tumas acherim. The Sfasemis is Ma'irah, this Antaisvis. The Rashi that Taisvis brings says, Claude and Afkamina will be if this Botzek will be Metame Tumas, will be Metame Achere. Baha, the Yoma Bepere Kame de Chulam. Hateira hei ido al kli cheres afilum mole chardel. The Gemara is clearing a shaila. If the Aver kli cheres is Metame, the dvorim hanim tzoyim b'soichoi, or the doifnei hakli cheres ametame. So the Gemara says, it says, Kol asher b'soicha yitma, whatever is in it, is a teire idal kli cheres afilu molei chardel. That afilu, it's full of chardel, grains of mustard, it's also, everything is mekabel tumim. So now the Gemara means as follows. If you say the wall of the kli cheres is metame, so the wall of the kli cheres can only be metame, that's what's touching it. And that's what's touching it will become sheini letume. And so you but you can't go any further. And it says everything, every food that is in the tano in the klicheres is mekabel tume. So zaray that what that the avir is metame. So the avir klicheres is metame. So the avir is touching everything that is in the klicheres. So therefore, everything that is in the klicheres is mekabel tume. Now the Gemara says afilu molei chardel. So every grain of chardel will be kabel be mekabel tume. So lochay tzaray terashi. According to Tosis, what's a chardel? Chardel can't be mekabel tume. It's less than a kebeya. It's not davki chardel. Claim a molei beyin. There's a lot of it. Rishim v'sheini. Mekabel tumim midarabonon nokidle. The Gemara means midarabonon. Taisus is meide that a kol shehu is mekabel tumim. So therefore, the Gemara chaps on chardel. But in the tumim deraisa, you need a kebei in order to be mekabel tumim. Now Rashi learns. Let us again see Rashi. Rashi says, "The miboilam im nitma letamei tumas oichlam elav kebeyabine." So Rashi learned klo that the shail of the Gemara was letamei tumas oichlam. Is it metame something else? Rashi wasn't the spoil from our Gemara, even though legabi truma lechayra there's no nafkamin. It's metameh, but kaponim, that's what Rashi learns, that you need a kebeya letameh acherim. And that is called the chashivis. That means, the way we'll learn the sugya, if it's bekoyach letameh acherim, if it is bekoyach letameh acherim, then that's called the chashiv hanoche. If with this hanoche, it became bekoyach letameh acherim, because with the Hanoche it became Mitzurif, with the Oichlam that was in the Bayis Tomei, so then it's called the Hanoche. If with this Hanoche it did not become, so that's the Shail of the Gemara. If you say that since it's Mitzurif, Latamei Acherim, does that give it a Chshivis of a Hanoche, even though it's only a Kizayis? You have to make a noch an a groigris. That's the shail of the Gemara. You have to make a noch an a groigris, or that alone, that with the hanoch of the kezayis, it became roi letame acherim, that's called achshivis, so memeil, that's also called achoshev hanoche. So Rabbi Kevega asks Akashe, according to Rashi, so why did the Gemara speak about trume? So it's negeya by chulin also. The whole Mishloime Taisvis learns pshat that the diyun is if it is mekabel tume, and that what I was metamet trume, that gufa makes it a choshev anoch, and vayva mishmeres trumoisai, I put an iser on the trume, so memele, so that is called, I did a double choshev. I was metamet the trume, I put an iser on the trume, so memele, so that's the shaila, is that called a choshev anoch or not? But according to Rashi, it became Tommy right away. Before the Hanoch, it became Tommy. It flew into the house, it became Tommy. The whole Shaila is that when it's Noch, together with the other Oichlam, now it became Bekoyach Letamei Acherim. Fine. So there's such a smore that Kufa is Machshiv the Hanoch, and it's called the Hanoch, even though it only was an Hanoch of Kezai. So why does the Gemara have to speak about Trume? Let the Gemara speak about Chulin. That's Rabbi Kevega's Kasha and Rashi. Zogt Rabbi Kevega that the Emerson, we had mentioned yesterday, a Ha'ore of the Rishonim, This whole shaila of the Gemara is a shaila, is it called the Hanochech Shuve? Is it not called the Hanochech Shuve? But what the Rishonim ask, but you need an Akira Cheshuva also. The Akira was an Akizayis. So why are you Chayiv, even though it's called Hanochech Shuve, there wasn't an Akira Cheshuva? So yesterday we said over a teretz of the Rashbe, that in the Ramban, that if it's called Hanochech Shuve, Memele it's called an Akira Cheshuva also. That's a teretz of the Ramban and Rashbe. The Ramban brings down the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam. The Rashbam asks this kasha, you're missing an Akira, and the Rashbam says a very interesting pshat in our Gemara. The Rashbam says as follows, that by the Akira is bachlal nisht, kein problem. Why? A kezayis of trume, since a kezayis of trume, there's a mitzvah to eat it, so a kezayis of trume is choshev. You don't need a groigris. Groigris you need by chulin. Chulin. So you need a groigris in order to be machshevet. But kezayis of trume, kezayis is a mitzvah to eat it, if a zor will eat it, he's chai. A kezayis of trume is gewaldig choshev. So memele, and akira is bachlal no problem. So let's speak about als the mitzvah. So what's the shayla? So what's the whole shayla? He says, you know what the shayla is? The shayla is asun, itu and tabai is tome. So as soon as itu and tabai is tome, it lost its cheshivas. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. So now you need now a new cheshivas. So what's the new cheshivas? That now became a kebeya to be metamacher. So he says, that's what Rashi's going to learn. Rashi's going to learn like the Rashba. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, but just one more ha'ore. Frekt Rabbi Kevege, but let us see like this. He made an akira and a kezayis of trume. When it flew into the house, it became ois trume. It became nitche. Then later, when it became noch, it became, now it got a chshivis again. So the Gemara kiblib by a teiku, if you say yesh dichui, if there's a dichui by yisurim, in fact, Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Zoi, here there's a din dichui, what's closer, as weiter darf nicht teugen. So Rabbi Kiveger says, according to Rashi, we will have to say, that the Gemara is going to im tim tzaloime, ein dichui. So the Gemara class a shayla, do you say, that it becomes mitzurif, to become a kebeye, le tamei acherim, is that, does that make it a hanocha cheshuva? That is how Rabbi Kevege learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis and Omid Beis. Poches mikebeya oichle. So what did the Gemara say? So according to Taisvis, it's speaking about that when it becomes mitzurif to the poches mikebeya, it becomes a kebeya, it is mekabel to me. So Taisvis says, hu adin vavimotzi lemeima deike kebeyes oichle. L'chayre, you could say there's a kebeya oichlam also. She ein heim tzrichen l'tziruf. That means this kebeya already was mekabel tumah. They don't need a tziruf. U'kezayis levat zorich l'tzirufon. The kezayis needs them. They don't need the kezayis. Taisa says, why did the Gemara make an ekimte? That there was a poches mekebeya. And nothing was mekabel tumah yet. And in the minute it came. So both were mekabel tumah. According to Taisus, the whole Hanochech Shuve is because this kizayis of tumah became tumah. So was geit miron, if the other oichlam that's mitzurif is a poches mekebeya, is a kebeya already. It could be a kebeya also. Because the whole nidin of Shivas is that this kizayis became mitzurif, and this kizayis was mekabel tumah. So Taisus says, Eidach Hanami. Who adin davimotze lemeima deike kebeyes oichlim she'ein heim tzrichon letziruf. That was the most poches mekebeyes oichlim was lamdav kebeyes oichlim also. Inami oimari, no, not the Gemara could have said it. The nokat davke poches mekebeye, davke a poches mekebeye, then it will work. Then it will be mekabel tumah. Avol kebeya, if you have a kebeya of oichlam inside, and this kebeya is already tumah because the kebeya is mekabel tumah. Efshe deimit sarif, so maybe the kezayis that lands next to it and touches it will not become mitzurif. Why? Kiven shekoidem tziru, kvar metame, since before the tziru. So this was tomei already. Dilme sovala tome. Maybe you say sovala tome. And if it's sovala, so this is ungezapt with tome. So memele, this cannot help that the kizayi should be mekabel tome. Val sovala tome. The boy he ba akoimetz rabba. Where do you see such a svore? Na akoimetz rabba. The Gemara na akoimetz rabba says as follows. Gabi isorin, there was an isorin, shecholku. They divided the isorin. Venitmo echod mehem. The one half of the isorin became tome. Period. So this is tome. Vehinichoi bekeili. And they put it in a keili. Vinoga tvul yoim betome. And now a tvul yoim touched the tome dikechelik. Mal, mi omar sovolo tume. Do I say that the chelik that he touched is tome already? It's already sovel from tume, zat from tume. So you can't add more tume to it. So memela, that what the tome touched it cannot be metame the toyer, but I need ma toyer. Af al gavdi mo yushneim toyerim. If both of these reines would be toyer, but no got vul yem bechmeim, shneim tmeim, the kli mitzarif masha besoyche lekoidish, there's a klal. That whatever is in a kli is considered one. But hashne disovo lo tume, loy mitzar. So memele, so it's not called he was metame, because it's tame already. So there's a svar of sovolotume. Oy, dilma leimrin in sovolotume. Or maybe you don't see such a svar of sovolotume. And by touching the chelik that's tomei, automatically is metama the other thing. Shem dahosom is afkelon. Noket poches mekebei. Since the Gemara is a shail, if there's a din of sovolotume or not. So memele, that's why the Gemara wanted to avoid shaila. So therefore, the Gemara says that it's speaking about this parches mikibay and the bay. So the parches mikibay is not mekabel tume. The parches mikibay is not mekabel tume. So there's no way of savala tume. So memele, so the Gemara avoided problems. So the emison, this taisves is shver, sai bisvore, and sai lechayre from a Gemara, which we had just learned. First, let us say the svore. The svas emes time is in bemes and the svore. That's me the dvar shmul and psachim. Also, the mons the svore that the gemara in menaches is one thing, and our gemara is another thing. The gemara in menaches is speaking about you have a big keli. There's a long this kli mitzalf, and it's considered like the all one thing. And one side is a dova tomei, another side is a dova toya, and a tomei touch this one. So the shaila is, like this, the halach is when the tummy touches, if a tummy touches part of an apple, so the whole apple becomes tummy. And this is considered one big oichel, because a kli mitzalfon. But here, the tummy wasn't metamit, because it's avala tume. If you have an apple, you have such a musik in an apple that a chelik of the apple would be tummy, and the whole thing is not tummy, the tummy will touch it, so he wasn't metamit, because the chelik that he touched, he wasn't metamit. Like this, if you're metama chelik, it comes nispashit. Or, ba'al kolponim, that's tafkir, he's metama chelik. Here, the chelik that he touched, he wasn't metamit, because the sovolotume. So, memele, so there is a svore that, there's a svore of sovolotume. And memele, so the other chelik is not mekabel tume. That is the Gemara Menachos. Here we are speaking about a different shaila. Here we have a shaila that does this kizayis have a chshivas of a beyer. In order to be mekabel tume, it has to have a shir, it has to be a beyer. This kizayis is mekabel tume from the bayis tume, from the mace. It's a mace and the bayis. It's mekabel tume because the mace is touching it.
No, the shayla is, does it have a chshivas of an oichel? In order to be mekabel tumah, it's a chshivas of an oichel. So if it's attached to another kizayis, if it's attached to a kebayin, also it's a chshivas of an oichel. The din over here is, does it have a chshivas of an oichel? Yes or no? So what gate me on if that oichel is tumah, if that oichel is toyer? But if it becomes mitzurif to that oichel, it's a chshivas of an oichel. In the Gemara, Menachas is speaking about as going to mekabel tumah through the negiyah in the davo tamei. So the Gemara says there is a svara of savala tumah. Masha enkin over here. Here the shaila is as long as it gets attached to a kebeye, it has a chshivas of an eichel. So b'meila, what's going on? The kebeye is tumah. The kebeye is toyer. This kasha, this fas emes asks on toisus misvara. Then I had another kasha, and Baruch Hashem, I found that Dvar Shmuel asks this other kasha. We learned before a gemara in Krisus. Porim etame tumes oichlem. So what is the case of porim etame tumes oichlem? So Rashi says, Taisus learned that that's pshat in the gemara. And you had a porah, a kezayis of a porah dume. And the kezayis of the porah dume, and now you take a kezayis of botzek, of dough, and you attach it together. And the shaila is, will this botzek, if the porah is Hashem oichel on it, so the botzek becomes mitzurev to the porah, this kezayis of porah, and now the botzek is mekabel tume, because it becomes, if it doesn't have Hashem oichel, so you don't have a kebeya of oichel. This porah is zichetome. This porah is zichetome. That was Rashi so kasha. Rashi says, what's the Gemara Shaila over there? If the porah is metame tumes oichlam, it's an avatume. A porah is metame. So Rashi says, yeah, it's not the gay of the porah. It's the gay of the botzek. But al kaponim, the kizayis of porah is zichetome. There's no Shaila about it. So the whole shayla is negeya the botzek. Will the botzek be mekabel tumah from a sheretz? So we see klar that the kizayis of porah can become mitzurif to the botzek. I saw a lot tumah. Says that mendoch that legabi the shayla of ashir kibayin. There's no chesaron of saw a lot tumah. So that I found Baruch Hashem the Dvar Shmuel in Psachim asks this kasha on our taisus. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah, let us see how Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah, because Rashi is going to be Chayza. In the Mishnah, Rashi learns as follows. The Mishnah is speaking about a person was Matzniya Lezera. He was Matzniya Zroim Lezera. So the din is, so here he's Machshevit, and he takes it out, Vaitziye Bishabes Chayiv. Chozar v'hichnisa. So Rashi learns Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. Chozar v'hichnisa. Zeh sheitniyoi poches mekeshir v'hitziyoi. Now he's standing in the middle of the Rishus Aram. Im chozar. He had charote. V'nimlach. Sheloi lezoire. He made up his mind. He's not going to be zereir. So the minute that he changed his mind, so the whole chashivis of this zera becomes bottle. Because the whole chashivis was, he was matzniyoy lezera. So he was achshivay. Now he made up his mind that he's not going to be zereye, v'chnisoy, is eine chaye bachnosazu, because it doesn't have a shir, elim ken yesh by shir sholim. The kiven the nimlach olav sheloy lezayrei bitel machshavtoi. So the machshava rishoyne that he was achshevei becomes bottle. Now there's no intentions anymore to plant it. Vareihu kecholodom. So that's like everyone else. That the din is that he's not chayev on the hachnos of this zera because it lost its chashivus. Chazavich nisei ein chayev ela kishiyurei. Pshite. Fact the Gemara. So what is the Mishnah telling us? It's Poshit. Let us see Rashi. Kiven the loizore. Since he made up his mind, he's not going to plant it. Botlei mi marshove kamaise. So it was mevatel, the first marshove, the marshove is hatzno. Vahavalei kecholodov. So now it's like cholodov. So why? So what's the, because it doesn't have the shear. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us this aloha?
אומר רבי, הוכה במאי הסכינן, כגוין שזורקו לי אויצה. This achnosa that he made, when he brought it back, it's not speaking about the way we learned before, that chozar means nimlach. No, he didn't think about anything. No, zolkoi li oitza. He threw it in the oitza. Umekai mai niker. And he threw it in the oitza. Umekai mai niker. And if you look in the oitza, you can see this zera is not mixed up with all the other zroim. The thousand zroim in the oitza. But this he threw separately. It's in the oitza. Before he was matniyet, this zera was in a drawer. He took it out of his drawer. He went out to the Rishus Harab. Then when he went back, he decided that he's not putting it back in the drawer. He's putting it in the oitza. But he did not mix it up with all the others right in the oitza. Mekai my nikah. You can see. You walk into the oitza, you'll see that outstanding. That zera that he was matni is outstanding. Mahu de taime kim and the mekoima niker bimilse kamaise koi. That means, since he wasn't ma'arivit, with the rest of the zroim, so it still has its chshivis, he never was mevatel. Kamash malon mi dizol keli oitzer betulei botlei. Since he threw it into the oitzer, that alone is a bittel. So the Ritva brings a very geshmakip pshat over here. So the Ritva says as follows, that Emerson, what is pshat in this person? This person is, he was first matzniya, this zera, he's going to plant it. So when he took it out, he was chayiv, because he had a chshivis. When he brought it back, he decided he's not putting it back in the drawer. He's putting it back in the yoitza. Now what's pshat putting it in the yoitza? He doesn't know. Maybe, but he doesn't want to mix it up. Maybe he'll think about it again. Maybe he will be use this for zera. Maybe not. So the Bible says, I think you can't make achshivis. That means if du bist apaiseach al shnei asifim, I'm putting it here. I'm undecided yet. Maybe I will use it. Maybe I won't use it. So that's not called matzniya. Matzniya, that is machshiv. A koshu that it has a chshiva is that if there's something positive and definite from you. You are matniyat lezera, so then, this has a chshiva. But the minute we hear from you, you are not sure. So good, there are two tzdodim. But since there's only two tzdodim and not one positive tzad, that alone is a bittel of chshiva. Chshiva cannot be maybe. Chshivis, it only gets a teiris chshivis if we hear something positive from him, that 100% he wants to be matniye. If he has tzdodim, so this alone is not called choshev. It's not called sofik choshev. It's vadai not choshev. Tzdodim is not machshev azera. That is how the Ritve in the Ran say pshat in the Gemara. So according to Rashi, Bemison means like this, that the hachnosa was, we see how the hachnosa ended. He brought it back, he didn't think anything yet. He brought it back, and he put it into the oitza, but it's nifrat. So memele, this achnosa gufe is a gilui that he's mevatel the previous hatzno, because we see now that it's a suffix by him. And a suffix does not have a chashivis, so memele is potter on the achnosa. Zot Rashi. Omar Abaye, Masnisin Bishalay Nimlach all of the Feish. That's something that it was Nimlach. Elisha Zolke Loitzerim Preyroisa. Vizehu Bittel Machshov. This alone is a Bittel Machshov Midalay Atzne Lechude. Why didn't he put it away Lechude? Ola Misnaye Itzrich. So what's the Chiddish? What's a Bittel? Kigoin shemekoyim einike shlonisar of yovim hashav v'reihu nike beinayim. Ma the time we keep in the mekoyim einike bemilse kamayse koi. So we still have the previous chesivis tavlei kaman v'atne lechudei. Achi tasini kamash malom idizol kelo oitzer betulei botlei. No, an oitzer, even though it's niker in the oitzer, this is not the matzav that was before. This is already a bittel to the previous matzav, and this matzav alone is not sufficient to be machshiv the zera. Zot the Mishnah Vayta, Hamoitzi Oichlin, a person took out Oichlin. V'nosnon al ho'askoife. And he put it on askoife. Askoife is a stoop. He took oichlem from a reshus hayochid, and he took it out and put it on the stoop. And we'll see that askoife is a kalmelis. Bein shechosa v'hitzion. Now, he took it, and I picked it up from the stoop, and took it out into the reshus harabim. Or bein shehitzion achar. Someone else took it from the stoop to the reshus harabim. Potter. So they are potter. Mimneish loy osom melachtoi bebas achar. The meloche was not done bebas achas. That means the first akire from the bayis ended up with a hanoche and a karmelis. And the second hanoche that ended up with a reshus harabim, but there was an akire from a karmelis. So memele, so there's no chiyuv. Kupe shehi meleya peiris. I have a kupe that is full of peiris. V'nosno al askoifa hachitzoyne. So the Rishonim say pshat askoifa hachitzoyne is a reshus harabim. This is a askoifa, a stoop that let's say it's pochas megimel, and it's somach reshus harabim. So memele, so this is a reshus harabim. He took it out of his house and put it al askoifa hachitzoyne. So now here, l'chayre, there was a haitzah from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. His stoop is a halach of the Rishus HaRabim. So Rashi says, af al pi sheroiv peiris, so the Mishnah, af al pi sheroiv peiris mi bachud, even though most of the peiris are on the askoife, so it seems he took out most of the peiris to Rishus HaRabim potter. But since part of the peiris, or part of the keli, is still in the house, so it is still ogud l'reshus hayochid. So even though he was moiti roiv to the reshus harabim, but since it is not completely in the reshus harabim, there's a chelik that is still ogud to the reshus hayochid, so that is not considered aitzor. Haitzo is when he takes it completely out from a Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Now when it's still Ma'ugit to the Rishus HaYochid. Alo Askoife, Bigmori Mukilo Zutrashi Baskoife Kamala. Melachtoi Bebas Achas. So we say he's not Chayim because he didn't do Melachtoi Bebas Achas. Akire Mimokim Chiyu. V'hanoche b'mochem chiv, he did not make the akira and the hanoche b'mochem chiv b'bas achas. Avol hoche, da havo le akira b'mochem chiv, v'hanoche b'mochem ptu, v'ho da okre b'mochem ptu from the Carmelis, v'hanoche b'mochem chiv. Ad she yoitzi, kloima, elo im kein hoitzi borishoyne kol hakupe b'gmore meforishlo. Now we have to understand Rashi is telling us a chiddush over here, that if we would learn the Mishnah, we wouldn't say what Rashi is saying, and Rashi is telling us a chiddush. Now, we could learn like this. He is schlepping out something from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. It went 3/4 of the way out. So L'chayr is Azay. No, that's what's out is out. He's not Chayiv, because it's not completely in the Rishus HaRabim. Good. So Einei Chayiv, Potter Ache Yaitzi. So when he'll take the whole thing out, then he's chayiv. That means, what's wrong? Machoser kan. That means what he took out, from Rishus HaYochid, he put into the Rishus HaRabim. The whole chesorin is that he didn't take out the whole thing, so it's not yet called completely taken out. Good. So I'll take out the whole thing in 5 minutes. So that's how we would learn Pshat in the Mishnah. But after 5 minutes he takes it out, so he's chayiv. Because he took out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Just like by Hagola, you don't have to kasher all at once. Yeah, your Magola mixes Kailis and the other mixes. So here, and I also think the same thing. I'm moitzi half of the Kaili, and I'm not chayiv yet because I didn't take out the whole Kaili, and then I take out the other half. That's how we would learn Pshat. Zot Rashi Kloima, don't learn like that Pshat. El not ache yoitzi. Elohim kein hoitzi borishayne kol hakupe. There's no such thing. There's a haloche. That means this hanoche. He made a hanoche. That now it's partially b'shus harabim and partially b'shus hayochid. So this hanoche is mevatel the meloche.
So Memele, so now he'll make weiter an Akire, that doch nicht teugen. Because he did not take out the whole thing into the Rishus Haraben. Part of it was there already Rishus Haraben. The first Aitzoy, you can't be Mechuyev, because part wasn't the Rishus Hayochid. The second Aitzoy, you can't be Mechuyev, because already part was Rishus Haraben. So therefore Rashi says, Kloima. Kloima means, you should learn this with a grain of salt. Not Atshe Yoitzi, no Elohim Kein Hoitzi. The Rishayne Kolakup. Zog the Gemara. Hai Askoife Mai. In the first case, what was this Askoife? Ilaim askoifa rishus harabim. If the askoifa is a rishus harabim, he took oichlim and he put on the askoifa. Potter. So why is he potter? Hokamafik mershus hayochid lishus harabim. So he's taking off rishus hayochid lishus harabim. El askoifa rishus hayochid. If the askoifa is a rishus hayochid. So why does it say in the Mishnah, ben shechoza vahitzion? Ben shahitzion achel potter. Why hokamafik mershus hayochid lishus harabim? He was now Bushus Hayoch, and he's now taken from Bushus Hayoch, Bushus Harab, she's Yitchayim on the second Akira. Ela Askoife Kalmelis. The Askoife is a Kalmelis. For Hokamashvelo. Taimo de Noch be Kalmelis. So why is he Potter? Because he made a Hanoche be Kalmelis. Nos non ala Askoife. So it's Noch be Kalmelis. That's why he is Potter. Because after the Akira shall chiyav, he made Hanoche shall ptur. Holoi noch b'karmelis. But what would be if he would walk out? If he would walk out from his house to the Rishus Harabim derech haskoife, mechayev, then he'd be chayev because it wasn't noch b'karmelis. In Masnisin the loike ben Azay, the Mishnah is telling us not like ben Azay. The Sanya we learned hamoitzi mechanus laplatya derech stav chayev. We learned that Baraisa, that if a person takes out Mechanus from a Rishus HaYochid, Leplati to a Rishus HaRabim, Derech Stov through a Karmelis, so the Baraisa says Chayiv, who Ben Azay Poitah, because Ben Azay holds Mahalach Koim Edomi. So while he was walking in the Platia, well, I was walking in the Stov, so we say that it's like he was an Oimid, so you have Anochas Guvak, Anochas Chayvitz Domi, so we consider that the Chayvitz was also Noch, Bekamelis, so according to Ben Azza, you are Potter. So before we only had a Baraisa, that's Chaylik and Ben Azza. Now we have a Mishnah, because that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is telling us, Hamoitzi Oichlan Vinos Nomale Yiskoife, then he is Potter. But if he would walk past the Yiskoife, so then, and then be Minichit Bashus Arabim, it be Chayiv, because we do not hold Mahalach Koimedon. Zot Rashi, Name as koyfer rishus harab. If you say as koyfer is rishus harab, kigoyin givo yetes verochav arbo. The rabbim mechat v'molov and the bnei rishus harabim can adjust their peklach on this amud on this as koyfer. The chaz yel rabbim lechtufe kedam v'peiri kame. So this as koyfer givo yetes since it's oimid lemokim shimush habnei rishus harab. So it also is a din of Rishus Harabim. So Memele, then he should be chay. Ah, you'll say that Skoif is a Rishus Hayochid, Geboye Yud Rechov and Dalet, Kichos Elvoi Heitziyo, Lichay, Vika Akira Mishus Hayochid, Vanocha Mishus Harabim. So the Gemara says, Ela Skoif a Kalmelis, it's speaking about a Skoif a Kalmelis, Mi Gimel Viad Tes, from Gimel, less than Gimel is Rishus Harabim, Test we said before is a Rishus Harabim also. Migimul Ates, V'loi Tes Bechlal, Eine Mekure Urechov Adalet. So I don't understand what Rashi is saying, V'eine Mekure, and what would be, if it would be Mekure, what would be the din? I don't understand.
I heard from Rabbi Yankiv Berg, a Gevaldik Pshat. Rashi Shite, in Suke Daf Yud Chesamet Beis, in the Sugya of Achsadra Bebike, is that according to Rav, even though there are no walls surrounding a Mokim, there is only a Tikre, you say Pi Tikre Yoyred Vesoisem, and we consider that the Pi Tikre becomes the Mechitzis of the Mokim. So if it would be Mekure, according to Rav, So this kamlus would automatically become a rishus hayochid. And then he'd be chayiv when he takes it out from there into the rishus harab. That's why Rashi here to say that it was not mekulit. Al koponim, let's go further. So Rashi weiter, mi holoi noch mechayev. Ba'afal gav de heviroi derech karmelis. Even though he walked through the askoife, v'loyoma mahalach koi medomi, v'ika hanochas gufi, v'avak hanochas chayev. Nechanus, v'rishus hayochet, plati, rishus harab, stov, moke, muke, vitzaboyis. The place with his benches there, leishet, tanamokim hiluch harabim, b'hu kamus leboki bei rabim lehegi. People don't walk there. So it's not a mokim hiluch harabim, it's a kamulis. So memele, so according to Benaza, you're potter, and we don't paskin like Benaza. Zot the Gemara weiter. Oma cheskiye, da kupe shehi maleya peiret. So we hear in the Mishnah as follows, that even though we took out roiv of the peiret, Niputaman as koifa rishus harabim, is potter at she yoitzi es kola kupe. Zot the Gemara, omachet ye, loishonu elo bekupe mileo kishuim bedilui. This whole Mishnah that says, since he did not take it out completely from the rishus hayochid, since it's ogu to the rishus hayochid your potter, that is, if speaking about it, he took out something similar to watermelon. So the watermelon is partially still in the Rishus HaYochid. Roiv is in the Rishus HaRab. So the mele, he's potter on the Hitzah because he did not take it out completely in the Rishus HaRab. Avo meleya chalvo. But what will be the din? If this kupa is meleya small grains of chalvo, so the grains that he had taken out, schay. That's completely outside. The grains are not ma'ugid at all to the Rishus HaYochid. Hi. So, Chizkiya makes an akimte that the Mishnah is speaking about Kishui Midli. Alme Kosova, Chizkiya holds, Agat Kli, Ay, Lechire, the grains find themselves in a Keli, and the Keli is still in the Rishus HaYochid. So you see, Chizkiya holds, Agat Kli, Loishme Agat. What does the grains have a shaykhis to the Keli? He's einachanami al tzaitzor sakeli. He's not chayiv because the keli is the mu'ugit to the rishus hayochid. But al tzaitzor sachalbo will be chayiv. So Cheskiya holds agat keli loishmei agat. Rabbi Yoichin in Omar afilu meleya chalbo poto. Afilu be meleya chalbo yoso poto. Al mikasova agat kli shmei agat. That Rabbi Yechanan holds that agat kli shmei agat, so memele, since the keli is me'ugid to the rishus hayochid, so memele, it's not considered that the dvorim animtsoim be keli, there was a complete eitzah, since the keli is still me'ugid to the rishus hayochid. Omar Rab Zeire. So Rab Zeire says, if you'll be medayik, the Mishnah is stiridiki diyukim in it. The loike cheskiye. The Mishnah is not like Chesky that holds Agat Keli Loishmei Agat Deike, the like Chesky Deike, the like Rabbi Yochanan Deike. Kecheski Eloi Deike Diktoni. The Mishnah says that he's only Chayev Potter Ad Sheyoitzi Eskola Kupet. Till he'll take out the whole Kupet. So the Mishnah was Medayik to speak about the Keli. So the Mishnah says that you only have if you'll take out the whole keli. Taime the chola kupe, then you'll be chayiv. Hakola peiris, what if you'll take out all the peiris of the kupe? But the kupe will still remain in the rishus hayochid yepota. So al mekesova. So we see from the end of the Mishnah that the Tana holds agat kli shmei agat, and you only chayiv when you'll take out the whole kupe. Fine. That's the end of the mission. But we look at the Bava before, it doesn't seem like that. Krab Yoichan and Loideike, from what it says before. What did it say before? The Ktoni, af al pi sheroiv peiris bechutz. Roiv of the peiris are bechutz. Then you are pot. Time is the roiv peiris. Hey, so the Mishnah saying when it's no good. No good, even the roiv peiris. Ha kol peiris. Oh, but what will be the din if all the peiris are bechutz? Avogav dagiv de kupe migavoy. The kupe is still in the veining. He says, the Mishnah Maaseh is the criteria is that the peiris have to get out. The kupe geit manishta? Is avogav dagiv de kupe migavoy? Chayit. Al mekosova agat kli loish meyagav. That the Tanna holds agat kli loish meyagav. So that means, in the beginning, the Tanna seems to say the Chesoron is because all the Peiris did not come out. Only Reiv of the Peiris came out. In the end, the Tanna seems to say only Chai when you take out the Keli. So the Tanna is Ichseise. About Kaponim, the Diyukim of the Mishnah are not like Chizki and not like Rabbi Yochanan. Frag the Gemara ve'ela kashe, so it's taka shver. So the Gemara says, Cheskia metaretz latayim mei, v'Rabbi Yochanan metaretz latayim mei. Cheskia holds agat kli loish mei agat. So what's the problem? It says, ad she yoitzi kol akupe. I said, you have to take out the kupe also. Ad she yoitzi kol akupe. V'amed vor mamurim bekupe meleya kishum ediluyim. We'll see in Rashi that the Kishuim and the Iluyim, the length of the Kishuim and the Iluyim were lying on the width of the Keli. So in other words, that they were lying on the Doifnei Keli. So there you have to take out the whole Keli. You know why? Because the Eichel is also on the Keli. So Mameli calls me, don't take out the whole Keli, don't take out the whole Eichel. So that was the Sefer says you have to take out the whole Keli. It's speaking about that the Eichel is on top of the Doifnei HaKeli. Avo Meleya Chardel, but in the Reishet, Meleya Chardel. So Memele, Nase Kemisha Hoitzi Eskola Kupa V'chaye. So there, even though you did not take out the Kupa, you also Chaye. Avo Meleya Chardel, what will be the din? Avo Meleya Chardel. Is Nasa Kemisha Oitzi Eskola Kupa. If it would be Malaya Chaldo, the Mishnah is not speaking about Malaya Chaldo, but if it would be Malaya Chaldo, so then, even though you did not take out the whole Kupa, whatever you took out, you also Chay Kemisha Oitzi Eskola Kupa V'chay. Rabbi Yochanan Metaret L'taymei. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afal Pi, Rabbi Yochanan Agat Kli, Shmeyat. Rabbi Yochanan is metatzel tamei af al pi sheroiv peiris bachut. You are potter. The loy roiv peiris bilvad afil a kol peiris is also potter. Achi yaitzi es kol akupe. That means the Sefer is teaching us you should not be misled from the Reishit. As the Sefer is telling us you're only chayv if you take out the kupe. So the Mishnah is missing above it. That roiv peiris is not enough. But it says when is it enough when you take out the kupe? So you see that kol peiris is also not enough. You have to take out the kupa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, kishuyim v'diluyim shehem aruchim. These are long fruits. V'adayin yesh mehem b'fnim. They are still connected. V'chol ma da'ogid l'garboi kolduhu lav aitzoi. So this is not called aitzoi because it's still ma'ugit to the rishus hayochim. Avo malayim chardu shrayesh mimenu kulam b'chut. But if it's Molei Chaldu, so there are some Chalokim which are completely in the Rishu Sarab, Avo Pisha Yedei HaKeli Hu Nega Lutzat Pnim. Even though out the Keli, it's still Mo'ugit to the Rishu Sayochid Chayiv. Daget Keli Loishmo Agat. Now it's Mo'ugit to the Keli, that's Gonish. Loima Loyotza Kuloi, that it didn't go out completely. But Dain Ogdei Biyodi Bifnim, it's still Mo'ugit Bifnim. There loshen hashas linyan Shabbos kol kamad leinofik lei kulei. It did not go out completely. Kored lei ogud. It's still meugid attached. Agud lei shayach legabi rishus kama. It's still meugid to the rishus kama. Amed v'amamun dat sheyaitzi eskol akupe b'meleya kishui. So the Gemara says shehein memalin ba'orkon eskol reichev akupe. that the kishuyim, the length of the kishuyim is goes standing on the roichel of the kupe. You didn't take out the kishuyim of diluim. The seifim mulchich. As the Mishnah says, even though he took out roif, he's not chayav. Who adin kuli also won't be chayav. And how do you know this from the seifa? Diktoni kol akupe. You only chayav and take out the whole kupe. Diktoni kol aperes. Ochi koma. Af al pi she roif aperes mi bachutz. Even though roif of the peres is mi bachutz. Oy afilu kol aperes mi bachutz. Na mi potter at she yaitzi kol akupe. You potter only when you'll be mighty the whole kupe.